it's Neil Wilkinson here, and a merry new year, as they say. A happy new year for 2012, if I haven't said it to you already. Hope you had a good festive season. Wanted to talk to you about a film I've just come from in Media City. Just watched the new one called The Iron Lady, all about Margaret Thatcher and her rise and fall from, you know, popularity, I suppose. And it was really good. I really, really enjoyed it. It wasn't really what I was expecting. I thought it was a good film, but sort of unusual, because it wasn't like an ordinary film where you've got a beginning, a middle, and an end. Because it was, it sort of went through her life as it is now, as a sort of an old lady, a bit withered and frail and hallucinating and all that sort of thing. And you got to see portions of her life from the past, the most memorable parts of her political life. And it was really, really interesting. No matter whether you agree with her, you know, what she did in power as a politician, it's just an interesting story. Just because she lived quite a life. Well worthy of having a film made about it. And it did get quite patriotic in some places, especially when we're talking about her her past as a protector of the British Empire, for example, the Falklands conflict, which happened in the early 80s. And, you know, you really felt, well, yeah, good on you for looking after the Falklands kind of thing. Because, of course, I was only little when all of that happened. I don't really remember it firsthand. Well, not at all. So to see all the footage again as well from all the sort of street parties, not street parties, but like street celebrations in London that happened when the forces came back from that. I sound like I'm being really sort of right wing and patriotic. I'm not. It's just a nice, you know, nice to see. So yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. Of course, it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea. If you're strongly politicised to the opposite end of the spectrum, you might find it too difficult to bear to watch Margaret Thatcher on screen, played by Meryl Streep, who incidentally did a fantastic job. Because of course she got voice things, she got the whole look going on, and they did a really good job of creating that image that she had back then. And I only noticed the voice drop once in the entire 1 hour 45 minutes of the film. It was a fantastic performance by Meryl Streep. I'm sure she'll get a lot of recognition for it as well in the future. The other great thing I noticed was the actress who was playing the part of Carol Thatcher even managed to get her fantastic inability to pronounce R sounds. So Carol Thatcher was really, really accurate in the portrayal of Margaret Thatcher's daughter. So I do recommend you go and see it. I've seen a lot of reviews. It's the film that everyone's talking about, I've noticed. There's a lot of talk about this on the media, especially Sky News. And it's a very good film. I don't think it's going to be to everybody's taste, like I say, because, you know, you won't agree with every decision she made, but perhaps you might, you know, think about her viewpoint and why she made those decisions, whether they were the right ones or not. So yeah, I thought it was a really good film, and I came out of the cinema feeling kind of empowered and sort of yeah, for my own like existence, and because she was very kind of no one's going to hold me back kind of thing, and that's how I felt when I left the cinema. So yeah, I recommend you go and see it. It's a good film. It came out yesterday, actually. I think the premieres were yesterday. So it's in all good cinemas now. Wanted to mention that because it's my first audio boo of 2012. And I'm sure there'll be many more to come. updating you on my interesting life. So yes, well, have a lovely weekend. And the rest of the month, if I don't speak to you before. Bye!